This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
When I was a boy, I could have any flavor ice cream I wanted as long as it had the words chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry in the title. Since we had five kids in our family, all of us with different tastes, my parents bought Neapolitan, and everyone was somewhat satisfied. To this day, I refuse to buy that mix. I know there's better flavors out there, and since life is made up of variety, I want to taste them all or die trying. The same is true of plants. When a customer comes into my garden center and asks for a compact burning bush, Linwood Gold Forsythia, or common purple lilac, my job is to first ask if they're requesting those plants because they have significance or because they used to have them and are familiar with them and their limited landscape features. Usually it's because of a lack of understanding of how much more horticulture has advanced with better cultivars, which means cultivated varieties, of flowering plants that have a better form, nicer flower, or stronger fall and winter interest. The last is a biggie for Central New York landscapes. I took a brief look at our inventory for this spring, and these are only some of the new varieties we're carrying. Dreamcatcher Beauty Bush, Invincible Spirit Hydrangea, Lollipop Crabapple, Red Emperor Japanese Red Maple, Welcome Home Siberian Iris, Candy Store Phlox, and Fireball Monarda. This is about 20% of the list, and each is a better landscape value than its parent offered us. Everything has a life, and for landscape plants, if you've had maybe 15 or 18 years out of them, you did well. Things take a toll on shrubbery, and if yours is looking a bit long in the tooth, then it might be time to get some exercise and dig a few holes while filling them with something that will give pleasure to all who look at them. Life is too short to drink cheap wine or to have ugly landscape plants around your home. This is planting season in Central New York, and if you're even thinking about something new, why not get something better? It's a fun experience to see, smell, and in some instances, taste the varieties that 2012 landscape plants will offer. And yes, lest I forget, I am planting a vanilla spice clethra in my own home this year. I just couldn't resist getting back to my roots. Until next time, keep planting until you're planted. Why settle for the ordinary?
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.